This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Police are investigating graffiti damage at three locations, Red Arrow Park, the Skate Park, and Pollock Pool. Police have received reports that several juveniles were responsible for the spray painting damage. Police are asking parents to remind kids to be respectful of property, and they say repairs to fix that damage could be very, very costly. Anyone with any information is asked to call the police department at 236-5700. The Winnebago County Board will start spending some of that $33 million they got in the American Rescue Plan Act today. The County Board will vote on spending just better than $5 million on a number of things, including public safety radios, a generator for the Sunnyview Expo Center, an airport fire truck, and more. The County Board may also vote to disband their diversity committee. It's become political and a headache for some. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting and awards banquet is coming up on Thursday at the Oshkosh Convention Center. I'll have more on the award winners coming up on an upcoming Newsworthy report. Page 2, the man accused of driving his powerboat into the Lewes Cruise paddleboat last summer will make his first court appearance on Thursday. Jason Lindeman is charged with two felonies and 19 misdemeanors. A tip of the Newsworthy cab to youngster Brody Endley. He gave a check for better than $4,500 from his Christmas light display to the Oshkosh Kids Foundation this week. The display also generated canned food items for the community pantry and books for area kids. Bergstrom's, Cobison Buses, and U.S. Venture all made donations to Brody's charity effort. Attention, anybody who eats. I guess that's all of us. Oshkosh Restaurant Week begins on Thursday of this week. It runs for 10 days. 33 area restaurants are participating this time around. I'll have more on the Restaurant Week menus coming up in Thursday's report. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd play tomorrow afternoon at the Oshkosh Arena. It's the annual school day matinee game sponsored by BMO Harris, and the Herd will give out 2,000 lunch boxes to kids. Tip-off time is planned for 12:30 in the afternoon. That's a look at Oshkosh's Newsworthy, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great day.